On this interesting episode of Candy Teeth Radio, Jeremy and Jeff have a great time flapping their jaws with Bob Jewell and Carrie Foster of Shroom Brothers. They discuss their process of screen printing t-shirts and the interesting way they retail them locally. Jeremy reinvents drawers, and hopes that the statute of limitations is up on a few of his back-in-the-day stories, some of which are a little too racy even for the show summary. Bob tells a wonderful tale of breaking bones to Pantera, and there is a lot of hypothetical talk about using LSD. Stick some electronics in the side holes on your head and don't tell anyone you're listening. Have a good day whatever you're up to and remember to stay alive.
Sound the same. I never thought about it. We don't usually just talk during this whole part. We usually just let the music go.
Oh, right.
And then add clips.
But not this time.
This time's going to be a different thing.
Right. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Who? What?
Who are we and who are you talking to?
Who are we here with?
Who are we? What is this?
Are you asking me?
What is this?
What is this?
Who are we?
Welcome back to Candy Teeth Radio.
What? I knew it.
I'm Jeremy Gregory.
I'm Jeff Wee.
And we're in the studio with... Hold on a second. I want to say Foster. Is that going to be right?
Yeah.
Carrie Foster? I was going to ask you before and I totally... That was one of the things I forgot. And Bob Jewell of Shroom Bros.
Yeah.
You guys are brothers?
No.
You guys are on shrooms?
No.
Yeah, what time is it?
Time is it?
Wouldn't be the first time, I'm sure.
That's funny.
No.
For a guest.
So explain Shroom Brothers a little bit so people know what the hell I'm talking about.
We're not brothers.
Yeah, you're not brothers.
Not
we don't
brothers.
Do a lot of mushroom art.
No, that's not true.
No.
We don't do our art on
mushrooms.
On mushrooms.
No.
There you go.
We made a deal with ourselves.
Right? We have done art inspired by mushrooms.
Ooh, I like that. Me too, forever.
So why Shroom Brothers? Is that what you're asking?
No, I was asking like, what is...
Art? What do you do?
What do we do?
Yeah. Like, what do you guys do?
Well, Carrie does art.
Yeah.
She arts a lot.
She's the arter.
I paint, I draw.
Okay. So we're talking two-dimensional?
Yeah. I've started doing some three-dimensional work with, like, paper mache.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I've been experimenting with that, and that's kind of been fun and interesting.
Right.
And it gives me something to do when I'm having... art block, kind of like what I'm going through.
This
right
rad Cthulhu skull. It's like a skull coming out of the paper.
Yeah.
And it's framed in like barn board. It's radical.
And I did it off of a piece of like cement formed. Something somebody else made. So I just kind of formed over the top of it and then created my own tentacles that come out of the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah, it looks like it's coming out of the wall. I used something to protect it with,
mm-hmm,
and then just built the paper mache over the top of it, so kind of like built over a form.
Yeah, so it fit.
Yeah.
All right, but then she took it off.
But then I took it off and then free-formed it and then built just the tentacles with doing like this weird twisting technique and lots of glue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was interesting.
Carrie did some of her art at the Northwest Float Center today.
Yeah, I haven't had a show in a while.
Nice.
So you guys floated? Cool.
No. But we've talked about it on here, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to float. Carrie's going to float.
I am.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
No, not yet.
Have you ever done it?
No. No, I really want to. I'm interested to see what it's going to be like with the absence of all of the external stimuli.
Yeah.
We're talking about sensory deprivation tanks.
Yes.
Right.
Floating.
What a trip. And so I have a part in the art thing, too. I screen print. So I taught myself to do that 4 years ago now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Really?
Yeah. And
nice. Awesome.
Yeah, it's been quite the journey. I started off with having Carrie hand paint screens. She did two, our original logo, mm-hmm. like on the back of my shirt, and her son's band, Blood of Rome, was that a hand paint?
I don't know, but if that's the way it was going to go down, it was not going to go down, because that was a horrible experience.
Right? And so after two, I was all like, well, how do people do this?
Yeah. People do not do this. There's no way on God's green earth that people are like, oh, yay, I get to go paint some screens.
Right, but there's no way people are painting screens for, like, the crazy band
the things you would see
stuff,
you right
know? Right, they're paint. It's like a fine artist who's got a show coming up at a gallery and is like making custom screens for their paintings,
right.
And stuff,
right?
Yeah, no.
Right, no, we wouldn't know. So emulsion, photo emulsion.
Not t-shirts.
So you started like researching it, like getting into
I
it?
Did I watched a YouTube figured video out. Yeah. I was always like reading the directions after you're all like, oh, I got this. Uh-huh. And so I watched a YouTube video and I was like, photo emulsion. So I researched that, got some, tried it out. And the first time I used it, it came out horrible, but you could see the potential of it.
Oh, you were
it was
excited.
All like, oh, because it was all like speckly and shitty. And
yeah.
Right.
Right. But you could tell.
Yeah, that's cool.
It came out and it was good enough that you could see that you we're getting somewhere with it, but yeah. It was just shitty enough that you could really see where you needed to do some work. Uh-huh. So it was kind of like
so double-edged
sword there. Yeah.
Story of my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like now you're like making drawings and stuff, and then you're making screens from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not everything that I draw.
Right.
Gets turned into a shirt.
You'd have to have a warehouse for all the screens because.
Yeah. She's very prolific.
Well, I mean, anyone that draws, but you're always drawing, so.
Some of it is not, you know, we tried to, oh, this is cool, let's put it on a shirt. Mm-hmm. I don't know, five people bought it, you know.
Oh, so, yeah, you got to figure it out.
It's
so weird.
Really cool, but it's not cool for that, you know, so right. It's
or it
to
could be totally
what
cool when you pick the wrong shirt color.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, you have to figure out, there's like math to figure out. Right,
I have to keep it separate, like in my head, when I'm doing art, and for myself or trying to do art for the Shroom Brothers thing.
So it's more like there's like you have an idea and you're like, let's draw that idea for a shirt, kind of thing, or how would that work?
Yeah,
rather than
kinda,
you like doing
yeah.
your own thing in your little studio and drawing whatever you're drawing, you know?
Well,
how would you make that distinction? Yeah.
I would ask him if he's got any ideas,
uh-huh.
and so he'd kind of think about it for a little while, and I just put stuff out there, and really, what the two that have been doing really well, the first one was by accident, and it was just kind of like, well, let's try this,
mm-hmm.
and the Tacoma graphic, the octopus under the bridge. You know, somebody said, put an octopus on it and people will love it.
Right.
But we get to talk to so many people when we're out at these events, and people really love Tacoma. They'd kind of like to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
You know,
that's how I am.
And I wanted, and before we even started doing this, we were looking at things and we were going to take this in another direction. And it didn't end up going that way. We were going to be doing snarky comments and funny sayings. Being whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can look around, and there's a lot of that going on already. And the stuff about Tacoma was not very nice. You know, there's a lot of guns and 10,000 drunks can't be wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, all this other stuff. And there's like the 253 heart, and, which is great, but it's not saying something positive about the place we live. And there's like, I just.
The heart is.
I wanted to I had already done this comb shirt, so I wanted to do another one, but have it be more appealing. The first one was a really cool. Not work tea, and then it said Tacoma, and it's a pretty cool piece of art,
right?
But it just didn't appeal to everybody,
right?
So an octopus, the bridge, a mountain, boom. The mountain, the mountain,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It doesn't matter where you go when you're coming home. You're home when you see Mount Rainier, and I just combined them, and yeah, everybody loves it because. It's saying, I love my place.
Oh, dude, it's got a cool octopus. Look, it's got the mountain on there, too. It's rad.
I've had people call it a squid.
Tattooed on me.
I don't even correct them anymore.
Right.
People, it's a squid. Yeah, it's a squid.
Giant squid.
Giant squid.
It's a giant squid that lives under the bridge.
It wants to eat your face.
But really, yeah. So, yeah, we didn't want to make fun of Tacoma, man. That's where that design came from, but... I taught myself to screen print as a vehicle for her to show her art because nobody saw her
You
art.
Saw it.
Right. And her you're family like, and her friends had
right.
seen it.
Yeah.
She hadn't shown it. So you sell this, right? No. And I was like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what are you doing?
Why aren't you making money doing that?
Yeah.
It's really cool because he's comfortable being out and talking to people. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go hang out over here with my glass of water. And I'm just going to hide. So he's more comfortable with that. So it's kind of dragged me out.
Right.
Kind of like right now.
Like you're here right now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
I'm glad you came.
Me too.
Stumped.
Me too.
I didn't know. I didn't know if you were going to come. And I was like, yeah, cool.
It's hard to do things.
So the screen printing came from that. I was all like, well,
get out.
My brother owned a couple of tattoo shops here in town, and most recently 38th Street Tattoo in like the Oriental District. But anyway, so one of his apprentices had his art put on a shirt, and that's where the idea came. That's what we do. We put her art on shirts as a vehicle to show her art, and in that process, now she shows her wall art too. So,
yeah.
Right.
So then we just out talking to people.
All about original stuff. You will not find clip art in our shit, man.
Right.
It has its place, but that's not what we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd create clip art.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't clip art. Yeah.
Clip art.
What do you need?
I need like the old record player with the light. You know,
you got it.
Funnel thing.
I got that for you. So how I keep it separate is when I'm making art this is going to sound really snotty, but I really don't think about who's going to like it.
Yeah.
It's my personal art, and it's coming from my personal experience with my own skills and abilities.
Yeah.
So it is whatever the hell I want it to be. When I'm working on something for Shroom Brothers, I do try to think, okay, how can I make something appealing but still be expressive with those things?
Right.
So I try to keep people in mind when I'm making my personal art. It's my personal art, and you're either going to like it or you're not going to like it. So I don't go into that place. That can be a block.
Right.
If you're trying to do your own art and you're more concerned with
what's going to happen?
What's going to sell? How? It's almost like target marketing.
Yeah, you're like, what am I doing? Am I being an artist kind of way, or a salesman here?
And I wish they could see your face. That target marketing face was awesome. Just like,
what? No!
I wanted to say thank you for being one of the biggest supporters of the podcast, like when we're first starting it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man, this thing's rad.
Yeah.
I like it.
I want to make sure I got that out. I was without my notes even. Yes.
Even though I met you was really, I kind of was just random. I just saw you on Instagram. I saw you were in Tacoma. And I was like, I think I can screen print a cool thing on a doll jacket.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. And then you did it, though.
I did do it.
And you brought the squeegee, cut it in half, gave me a piece of it.
So good.
And some ink, a little bit of ink. I still got it all sitting there because I'm still, like, not doing it. Still like, it's intimidating. I don't have any idea why.
Yeah, when it's tiny like that, it seems like you could, it'd be way less intimidating.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, because the other, you know, the other one you're, like, worried about, like, if you're doing the hand squeegee, you know, you're like, I don't want to, like, alter the speed or the pressure.
Or the angle.
You don't want to stop at the end. You want to go all the way. But with a little thing, tiny little thing with one, you just, whoosh, you don't have to worry about all that.
Whatever.
It's like no technique at all.
Do you still have that jacket?
Yeah. Oh, cool. Totally.
I sold it on eBay for like $6,000.
Authentic Shroom Brothers screen print.
Yeah, it came. We made a certificate for it and everything. Oh.
Certificate of authenticity?
Yeah, I hope the dude that bought it isn't listening right now.
Shut up.
It did have a label that said G.I. Joe inside that jacket.
Yeah. That jacket's awesome.
It is awesome. A G.I. Joe does not have a jacket.
It's cold.
There's a cold G.I. Joe somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, because he spends most of his time naked anyway.
Oh, so yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
My G.I. Joe guy's got a...
They mingle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's got like a brat shirt on that has a heart on it. Like it's like how small.
Oh, that's right.
But he might want to meet that other dude.
Oh, yeah. We got our G.I. Joe into a kimono.
What's going to happen to Barbies and all that with the, when there's no girls and no guys?
Be like what would Barbie and Ken, so it'd be Ben, right?
Ben!
Nice, Ben!
The new thing.
Barney.
There's just one.
Benny.
It'd be Benny. Because right. That could, like, conceivably be...
Jenny.
A gender non-specific name.
Ooh, and Jenny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you met a girl and she's like, I'm Benny, you'd be like, oh, okay. Great to meet you. You know, you wouldn't be like, what? Right.
Hi, like, my name is Kenneth.
Steve.
Frank.
Yeah.
Frank. I worked with a girl named Jesus, man, when I first moved out here.
Chewy.
Yeah, I was all like...
What's Chewy mean?
It's the nickname for Jesus.
So I asked her, I was all like, so everybody calls you Jesus, but isn't that a boy's name? She said, my father wanted a boy.
That's so messed up. That's so messed up.
That's why I wear a baseball hat. What made you, like, want to do silk screening in the first place? Was it that inspiration of seeing the shirts?
The shirts.
Okay.
I saw them, and we said, okay, let's... And then we were going to outsource, and I was all like, shit. I can do that. How hard could that be?
Right? It's just a freaking squeegee.
Well, I didn't even know that at the
right.
time. I didn't know anything.
You know anything. I, you're like, I can just do it.
I went to friggin' Michael's and bought a speedball screen printer.
The kit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was just like, I can do this. Yeah, and I made
it's
this.
Called speedball. It must be easy.
There's a real problem with registration, right? So, it's a hinge device, generally. And your screen's hooked to the hinge device, so when you bring it down, you print.
Right.
You lift it up, and if it's not perfect, you can always bring it back down and repeat because it holds. Well, when you get don't even know about the hinge part of this, and you just get the speedball kit with the screen, right? So you print it once, and it looks shitty, and you think you can line it back up.
No, you can't.
And it always is off just a little bit, and it looks blurred, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, still not reading the directions. I laid down this thread grid, right? I taped the thread to this table, and I was
shut
all
up.
Like, I can do it.
Yeah, I'm going to line this up.
Nope.
Yeah. And no, it was just as bad. It was horrible. And then I discovered, a hinge.
Yeah.
A hinge. We barely ever print for anybody else, right?
Right.
Like anybody other stuff. We're going to change that, you know? I'm going to start taking on more... mission work.
Right.
I mean, you got the machine.
Yeah, I got the machine, and it makes sense to open the gate just a little bit, and so we can maybe put some of our Shroom Brothers magic in other people's shirts, right, to start with. But anyway, so, you know, Ice Cream Social label.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yep.
Well,
Before she had her...
Yeah, so we printed the only t-shirt she's ever had, and she wanted this hot pink color on a white shirt, I think, and so I went and I bought a color I thought was cool of ink, and I came and I printed it Well, they stock the ink shelves with two different kinds of ink right next to each other. One is textile fabric ink, and the other one is for paper. Well, I grabbed the one for paper, and we set it the way we usually set it. And I gave her the sample shirt. She was happy with it, and she washed it. She called me up. She's all like, I don't know what I did wrong, but the print's gone.
No, just gone.
Yeah, just gone. It just washed completely.
All my underwear is pink.
Yeah.
No, that didn't happen for whatever reason.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So yeah, she's all like, "Oh, I don't know what I did wrong." She's like telling me the whatever she used for soap, and I'm all like, "Wait a minute, no, that couldn't. I was at work."
Yeah.
Right. And I do. Oh boy, I do a little bit of business at work that isn't related to the place I'm working. I'll say that right now. But anyway, so I get this message and I'm at work and I left work and I went home because I was just, I was like, how could this happen? I grabbed the ink thing, looked, sure enough, it was for paper. So I learned everything the hard way. Everything, man. Uh-huh. Everything.
Reinvent.
That's a good way to learn though.
I like to reinvent.
Yeah, so I felt like a retard.
Yeah, well, like when you reinvented drawers.
Yeah, I made up drawers. Yeah.
He's like, look, dude, I can make this box. And put all the stuff in it, and I put it on this shelf where the box like fits in there, all good. And I'm like, okay.
I thought I was on. I thought I made my million.
So, like, this is an awesome invention. I'm like, yep.
Now you need to invent a time machine, motherfucker.
It's like a drawer, right?
Yeah, it's a drawer.
Is it like a drawer? Yes.
It's just a box of stuff that you slide into the spot. You can make it the exact size, so it slides in. And then it's like hard to get out, so you can just put a handle on it if you want it. Screw in a little handle.
They're all good.
Go get like a handle off the drawer.
You put like 3, 4, 5 of these on top of each other.
You can put your clothes in it. Yeah. See what I'm saying? Think about the market. Market for that is huge.
Oh my god.
I do it a lot.
Checking into the patent?
I did not yet. I never check anything. That's the thing.
That might not even be patented, right? Drawers? Who knows?
Ooh. Yeah, I think somebody would have been that
be
smart.
Be quiet.
That's public domain by now, right?
They'd be called Gregory's.
The Gregory's, nice. Dude.
I like that.
Do we have to not drawers anymore?
Do we have to pay a Gregory tax per drawer in your house? Oh, I gotta get rid of some
Don't say drawers.
Here,
peasant.
You left the Gregory open.
I've done that before. I've left the Gregory open.
Speaking of things that you invent that already exist.
Yeah.
When the iPhone first came out, the iPod had already been out, right? iPhones were like $1 billion when they first came out, you know? But they're the coolest thing, and everyone wanted one, and I was like, man. But the iPod was only like $200, you know? And I was like, you know, why don't they like make an iPod that's like does everything that the smartphone does? But, like, it's not a phone. It's just everything else. Like, you can do the internet, and, like, but it's got your iTunes and shit on there,
yeah,
and, like, blah, 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 blah.
Like an iPad.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, they call it an iTouch. They,
yeah,
like,
iTouch.
It
had
already been
they
invented,
had the real
like,
thing,
before
yeah.
the phone came out.
So yeah. close.
But I was talking to my friend, who's, like, a computer-type guy, and I was like, dude, I came up with this really awesome idea. And he's like, uh-huh.
People like, always do that.
It's called the iTouch. I'm like, huh? He's like, yeah, that already exists. I'm like, oh, fuck. I was giving you a $1 million idea. He's like, you were. Just way too late.
Way too late. Untimely epiphanies.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. It's funny how your mind works, especially if you don't read the directions.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at the same time, I mean, I get some super tight registration on my screens now. I get super fine detail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I got, like, guys that have been screen printing forever coming up and feeling my shirts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like how that's a thing.
Hey,
like, oh, what's up with that?
What'd you use?
Yeah. It's pretty good, man. It's nice and solid.
It's got a good... Right?
It's not all
cool. So I learned that part of it really like quick that, because... Yes. Nobody was telling me what to do and what not.
You're
to
figuring
do.
It out,
right? So nobody gave you like
do that.
Rule of thumb advice,
right?
You know, no. And nobody gave you like just wrong like specific advice.
Uh-huh. I wish somebody would have told me that when you're screen printing, you should generally look at your hands a lot. I wish somebody would have told me that.
I just named it Fingerprint Brothers. And then you'd be good.
That's how you know it's authentic. You can get that shit tested at the FBI. Yeah. That's right? A real Shroom Brothers shirt.
Uh-huh. I think it probably has some of our cat in a lot of our shirts.
Yeah.
I bet you I printed cat hair into prints before.
I think that'd be kind of cool, though. I would think that was cool, but...
Oh, yeah. We joke about it and say that our cats traveled further than we have in the world. We've had, like, pictures of our shirt on, like, the Great Wall of China.
Yes!
Venice.
Yes. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Shit
getting
like
up.
That.
That's and, getting up. I like that.
That's really cool.
Now the cat's been there.
Mm-hmm.
Cat did not like Venice, let me tell you.
No, I doubt it did.
Way too much...
Venice is crazy.
Water instead of streets.
Weird mm-hmm. stuff. Yeah, he doesn't like that.
They ran out the front door like, yeah, I'm going to go get some Italian mice. Whoa. The fucking river out here. Take me back to China.
Mice are in little boats.
Fuck you, cat.
I can hear that music. Damn.
And what a woman you are, Peppina, oh, you little mouse, so won't you go away? Find yourself another house to run around and play. You scare my girl, you eat my cheese, you even drink my wine. I've tried so hard to catch you, but you trick me all the time. Ci stanno un sole gilla, basciusella, redumur. Ogni sera che esce, quando a casa è scura. Indumienze da cucina, ballo solo su, ma parano malandrine, pure la gatta c'ha paura.
Venice Mice got attitude.
Yeah. Whereas in New York, he'd probably just cower because of those scary rats.
Raccoon-sized rats?
Oh, yeah, gangster. Yeah, he'd probably, no, not my cat.
He won't go East Coast.
He'd be crazy cat. No, he could not go East Coast.
Puffy coat and Timberlands?
Yeah, now. I thought he was going to be rolling up like, what's up now?
I know, right? There's a huge difference between East Coast and West Coast mentality like that. Like, where I'm from, man, like, you throw down. It's not like you're going to...
You talk aggro.
Yeah, you're like, blah, 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 blah,
blah,
blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
West Coast rules are a little different.
Yeah, right. That's you really jump true. To the parking lot here. That, you know, you beat up that one guy, you're going to meet the rest of his family on the parking lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially since cell phones came out.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you sound so funny? What's wrong with you? I got punched in my mouth.
Where you at?
Shit, come dog, get this motherfucker.
Where you at? Group text. Let's roll. They're not out of the parking lot yet.
No. He's got the fucking red pickup truck. Get him.
I've been in some of those little things before. And in a ski mask.
Oh.
It's true. What?
Well, how do we know it was you then? You might be lying.
I'm lying. Let's go to the next.
Next segment? Let's go to the next segment.
Not get into that one. Yet.
Were you juggling?
Nope.
juggling switchblades?
All I had was, I had a table leg. I'm going to tell the story.
Tell it. Tell it like it is.
I lived in a trailer on the side of my grandma's house. This is like, let's not do years and stuff. But this is when I was young, right? Back when I was young. I was asleep with my girlfriend, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 Jeremy, on the trailer, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm all, what? And it's one of my friends. He's all, Troy got hit. That's one of my good friends, right? Troy got hit. Troy's in the car with his shirt over his face, and he's bleeding into his shirt.
Yeah.
And they were at a party that was down the street from my grandma's house.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just came, and so he's like, let's roll. And I'm asleep, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm all, cool. And I just run out.
You were ready to roll.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Grab the ski mask, right? Like, all right, I'm out. I got to go do something with a ski mask. And a table leg. Right?
You just had it handy?
Yes.
Nice.
In the trailer. Yeah.
Does the table leg still have the bolt in it?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Kind of like taking a baseball bat next to your door or something. Like, yes. A little bit, yep. Of self-defense.
Exactly.
But the screw coming out of it.
But you don't put on a ski mask when somebody breaks into your house. You're like, what? Hold up.
Yeah. They know who they're robbing. They're at your house.
We just roll out. He's in the car hurt, right? And I'm like, what the hell's going on? You know, I'm still asleep. And they're like, oh, these dudes are over here. They sucker punched him. They were on acid. And it was like a big white gangster dude. And he was on acid and he was tripping. And he just turned to my friend and just punched his nose off, broke his nose. And so, and he's there, and it's one of my toughest friends, too, which is funny. Because, right. like, he really just got his nose broke. And yeah. he's like, the dude that will kill you. But he didn't even have, he didn't know he was fighting.
Right. Yeah. right.
So, his twin brother shows up. They're both, they yeah, fought each other their whole life.
Yeah, yeah.
To be the tough dudes.
Yeah.
And they're always good. They fight every weekend, but they're the good guys.
Right.
Like, that dude was being mean to his girlfriend. That guy said something weird to me. That guy right. did something, but they'll get
you. Oh, he's going to take care of business.
Like, they do tricks. They're doing tricks. You know, wow. They missed the MMA. They were just below the MMA starting. They would have been like the twin champions of the world. Oh, wow. Anyways, but he has just a broke nose this time.
Right.
So they have to get the brother and get everybody we know to go back to this apartment.
Right.
And people are there with all kinds of weapons and crazy shit. And it's a whole, it's like very intimidating. Right, like we're all just like normal people, but we'll fight, you know. Right. But then there's like 15
mobbing.
Yeah, and so and you're that's like,
that's ski mask, boxer shorts, yeah. and table leg.
I got. They knock on the door, right? And there's 15 dudes. There's one dude in a ski mask. Everybody has weapons, and the girl just goes, "No, not at my house." And the dude goes like this. And you see him in the back of the apartment, right?
Yeah.
Look over, and he's all, oh, shit! And he turns around and runs. Remember, this dude's on acid.
Yeah.
And he turns around and runs out the back, and so we all run from the front. Yeah, yeah, so then it's just this mob chasing him, and it's a mob he's mentality. On acid. He's on acid. There's 15 people with all this crazy shit. I look like the scariest guy, and I'm thinking about...
At no point did he stop and say, is this real? Am I just freaking out?
You're like, don't tell
mom. He's trying to take off my mask, mom. But and so then the dude that's in front, closest to him, jumps off the curb and hits him with the tire iron.
Oh,
bink, and just knocks him down. And then everybody goes, thump, and just starts beating him up. Right, and I'm not this dude, you know. And so I'm like kicking him in the butt, real soft. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, motherfucker. And there's people just beating the shit out of him, though. He got beat up. So then some of the dudes that were inside the apartment come out with a bed that they had been taking apart to make a weapon.
Oh, shit. Oh my God.
So they come out with one of the metal parts. The metal parts that that the bed sits on.
Yeah.
The box spring sits on. And they had to take it apart. Remember that part? And remember that later on I found out how much meth is involved in this whole story.
Okay.
That I didn't know anything about. You know what I'm saying?
At that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come help us, Jeremy. Come help us, Jeremy. Come help us.
Crazy fucking tweakers that are punching each other for no reason.
Yeah. And so those dudes come out, and one dude said he had a gun. And so then that's when I just ran.
Yeah.
Like that's when he stood up and ran. Right. And everybody ran, you know. And he didn't have a gun. He had a little knife out of the kitchen. And so
have
he's
a
running.
Knife. Oh shit!
So they run up. Everybody gets in, back in their cars and leaves, or starts to leave. And then there's one of the twins is coming up, and he's last, right? And then you just see him, boom, slow motion, running, trips, and the dude's behind him with the bed, the part of the bed, shit. And you just see him go, whoa, boom, on his back with it, slow motion. And so I got back out because I was the scariest that will kick you in the butt so softly.
Yeah.
And
well,
so
you hit my friend with that big thing.
It was me and that dude. Well, I just had to run out because he was like by himself.
Yeah,
everybody's
yeah.
in the car.
Yeah.
And so then I just ran out and stood there and like they thought I was intimidating to them, you know?
Yeah. They're like,
and it was like weird. So he got out and got in the thing and then we just left. But that was, one of the most intense things ever.
Dude, there's a naked guy with a ski mask on.
And then I just went back to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And was like, that was crazy.
She's like, tell me about Lair.
Yeah, tell me. Go back to sleep.
Shut the fuck up. I can hear you yelling all through the whole neighborhood.
Check out the ski mask.
Like, I gotta go. That's ski mask.
Crazy, man.
Piece of random wood.
Yeah.
And then tire screeching and people yelling.
Let's get on.
Feet running. And then you come back. She's stoked that you came back without pieces.
And then I went. And then I went to my job at the daycare. That was the best part of the whole thing.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Nice.
I was just like, the cops are going to show up. That dude died. What happened? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't handle this lifestyle.
I'm glad I was never around anybody that was tripping on acid that just wanted to, like, fight.
do something weird.
I've never seen that happen.
Yeah, no. Not to my knowledge, anyways.
Different mentality.
Yeah. Yeah, where you're at, too, when you take it. And then.
Plus, if there's meth there, you know, I don't know about mixing acid with meth. I don't know about mixing anything with meth. Let's get it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I don't know just by itself at all.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You're mixing air with meth.
Air. Don't mix water. Yeah. Right. Food.
Yeah.
But, yeah, life. Putting it with the LSD is be like, that's like wrong. Wrong recipe.
Yeah, that seems like a bad idea.
Really bad.
Yeah, no. I had a friend in high school who would like to fight when she got high on acid.
That's weird.
It is weird.
Really, she would get really aggressive and really angry. Yeah, not much fun.
No.
She's like, hey, come to this party with me. We're going to eat a couple tabs and have... You're like, yeah, no thanks.
You're going to
be that way. You're going to end up punching me out. Like,
hey, man, I got this cool acid. Don't tell Rachel. Okay.
Not that we've ever done acid.
No.
Yeah.
That shit's illegal.
That was my assumption.
Yeah.
Is it illegal? It is, huh? Unless prescribed.
I don't
not
know. I don't think they can prescribe it outside of the 50s.
Really?
Anymore.
Somebody can.
Somebody
maybe.
Dr. Feelgood.
Yes.
I'm drinking nothing.
Bass is weird because you got to know the people you get it from, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Some kind of, oh, that's acid? Cool. You know what I mean? You got to know the people.
Dude, the first time I did acid, or let's hypothetically say this.
Right.
The first time I hypothetically did acid, I went to a show in Seattle, and we were late or something. Somehow we couldn't get in.
Oh.
And so then there was some dude outside that was like, hey, you guys want to buy some acid? And I was with a bunch of people, you know? They're like, yeah, we don't have it. Like, we have the whole concert night, and it's like when you live with your parents type style. Like, you have a ladder to your window back in those days. And so we're like, all right. And so we take it, and it's 4 hits with ecstasy on it.
Oh, shit.
But I don't know what any of that means.
Right.
You know, I'm just like, yeah, cool, thanks.
Whatever.
And so,
oh, awesome.
Then half an hour later, I'm in the grocery store that we're at somehow, crying and going, I'm crying and I'm not even sad. Look at her.
I'm laughing.
This is what it does. I was all in the, I'm in the grocery store. It's all neon lights.
Yeah. Let's get the fuck out of there.
So we left with those dudes. These dudes ended up to be bad guys, right? They start fucking with us because we're on acid for the first time. And I'm like, and I turned into the protector, right?
Yeah.
Because there was a bunch of people. There was like 3 girls and like 2 little dudes. Mm-hmm. And these guys are like breaking the Gatorade bottle and acting like they cut themselves and like doing weird shit to try to trip us out. And I was like, yeah, you guys just need to go away from us, man. Mm-hmm. And they saw, what? Don't you hear the voices? You hear the voices telling you to take off your pants?
Maybe I do.
And I said,
well, give me a minute.
I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking kill you. And the other people just back behind me.
Yeah.
Right? Because they were tripping. They were really tripping. And like, and then that dude just was like, oh, yeah.
Okay. See you later.
I'll eat you. I'll eat you right now. Like on some weird shit. You're threatening me when I'm on this weirdest thing I've ever thought of, you know?
Right.
That's weird.
Oh, is everybody like, oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah, totally. No, thanks, the rest of the time, yeah. Right. I was the savior. When really, I want to watch that. I want to watch that through sober eyes, because that must have been funny, that whole thing. Those guys fucking with us and what we were saying.
Uh-huh.
All that. My friend's girlfriend, Peter Pants. We were on some railroad tracks walking.
Yeah, that's
and it. Then the train goes by.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit. Boy, I feel something. It's vibrating.
What's
going on?
We kept being like, it's over, it's over, it's over, it's over. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It's not over. It's over. It's over. Crazy. Definitely crazy. Makes me not want to have kids.
Trust those little bastards.
No, you can't.
Let's do it.
So we got a, we don't have a jingle for the game yet. And the game, I was going to call it,
it was
The Story Machine. The
Story Machine, yeah, there you go.
The Story Machine.
Makes complete sense, really.
Fine wine. Anybody?
Where'd the cork go, man?
They just disappear. It's crazy. It's like a magic.
Yeah, because I pick them up.
So, we got the dice, right? See, I can prove it.
Hear them? Those are not sugar cubes.
And so you're going to roll the dice, and then whatever number you get refers to...
The category.
The category of sex, drugs, rock and roll is the first three, right? Mm-hmm. And then vehicles, jobs, and childhood. And so there's a question. I have six questions.
In each category.
I can hear myself lying. I have six questions in each category, so then you roll again after you get the category.
And you get the question.
The question, exactly. All right.
I like it. And seems like a good way to
get it going. Get it going. You want to roll for
I'll
your
roll.
Team?
Yeah, I'll roll.
Or should we have them both roll? See, I don't know how that should work with two people. Should we have two? Well,
they're two people, so they're not the same person.
Oh, that's for sure.
That's right. That's for sure. We're not Here, even brothers. Here's a different one.
They're not even brothers.
No, we're not even brothers. Not even close.
I'm not playing. I just play. Right, so I just play first. All the time.
Give me that.
Is it me against her? Or
Ooh, I like it. Who has a better story by points?
Oh yeah. Well, let me tell them about the story. About the...
I'm gonna add this in.
I don't know if we have a like qualitative way to measure the stories.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta do stories about each other. Yeah. Ooh. This is getting good.
Oh, you have to tell the story about me.
I'm just kidding. I think that'd be a bad
Bob's
idea.
All of a sudden,
I'm like running through my mind. Oh, that was really bad.
We're not trying to cross really problems bad. With you guys. So,
oh, no. We don't, we don't generally have no. problems.
That's rad.
No. He puts me in my place and...
I do not.
He won't admit
don't
it. It's perfect.
With that right, mom, right. Paw, kettle crap, man. That's not...
Mom, pa, kettle.
You know what I mean? Like, you just said, like, oh, he puts mom. Me in my place. Well, I mean, it's not like that.
No, I didn't mean it quite like that. I'm yes, not Paul. An easy yes, person Paul. To
Put
deal
her in her
with.
Place about that.
So he sits me down on the couch and he says, you're having problems. Yes, I'm having problems. And then we talk it out.
Yeah, you know,
I put
cool.
me in my place. That's what I meant. Not not like...
That's more like calling
Make
you
Make me
out.
A sandwich, bitch. Not like that.
Make sure that bacon's extra crispy.
Right.
Remember last time?
Soggy bacon.
Right.
Got a black eye.
Fell down the stairs, didn't you?
What do you call that? What do you call that black eye? Soggy bacon.
All right, so one at a time? Together?
Yeah, go ahead. Two.
So
what is
drugs.
That?
Three.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Carrie. We'll do it.
I'll have a story.
Yeah. Five. What was five?
Let me
look
jobs.
At my notes. Jobs. All right, so then.
I'm sensing a re-roll from both people.
No way, let's go.
All right.
Can't re-roll.
Can't re-roll. All right.
It's a game.
So here, you gotta roll again for your question.
Two, seven, six.
Six?
The last one.
That's a good one.
Six.
Bam.
What?
Double sixes.
Box
Wait,
cars.
So does that mean it just stays the same? The question's the same. They both get the same question.
Did you roll a two?
Well, can then both get the same? They're
no.
two different categories.
I rolled
Oh, two. They do have two different categories. Wait a minute, I gotta look at my notes. So, Bob's drug question.
Oh, shit.
How did you find out about acid?
How did I find out about acid?
Yeah, like when you're a kid, the first, like, how did you ever learn about acid?
Like, do they take acid in a movie that you watched, or?
Oh, my parents.
Your parents?
Yeah.
Like, they were.
Well, I grew up in, I guess you'd call it a biker family
yeah.
type setting.
Yep.
So, it was really open. I used to go to a lot of biker parties and what have you, so... I learned about drugs at a very early age, and mm-hmm. I can interact with adults that were on them because I knew what was going on, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'd run and get them a cigarette if they needed a cigarette.
Yeah, I can whatever, see it. You know yeah. I mean? I've seen that
so,
kid.
Yeah. Yeah, so I first heard of it probably at a party somewhere with my parents, and they explained it to me. And
right, and you're like, okay.
All
right,
whatever. That's another thing.
Another color.
Right? I mean, but I was around all kinds of drugs.
Yeah.
Acid, coke, weed, pretty much.
Right.
Right.
All of it.
Biker parties.
Right.
That's good.
Says it all.
That'll do it.
Pretty much, yeah.
And so you got six too, Carrie?
That was easy.
Yeah, six that was easy.
Yeah.
I win.
On jobs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a getting fired story? Do you have a getting fired story?
I have several.
Me too.
I've been fired a couple of times. Mostly I've just moved on to other jobs.
Yeah.
My first printing job was crumbling. I worked at an envelope manufacturer in South Seattle, Griffin Envelope, and I was a machine operator.
Hi, Griffin Envelope.
Yeah.
Hi, Griffin Envelope. Little plug. They're gone. They're long gone.
They're done.
They,
yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't have mentioned them if they were still.
We're never gonna get that check.
Yeah. I had been missing a lot of work. There was some drugs involved.
You're doing two questions.
Two.
Yeah. There were some other poor lifestyle choices going on, and I wasn't showing up to work on a regular basis, and I was misbehaving, doing bad things, and I had called in and said I had been in a car accident, and I had not been in a car accident. So I went in, and they were going to fire me, and you're fired. No, because I quit anyway. Wow. And no, you're fired. No, I'm quitting. And we actually argued about who was firing or who was quitting. Well, anyway, yeah, so that was that. I ended up going to college and graduating with honors and all that shit after that job. So, you know, that's fine. Fire me.
Eat it. Okay? Yeah. That's awesome. That's a good story.
And I got off hard drugs.
I thought for sure
with
your anger that you were going to tell one of those stories like that. Yeah. Maybe half baked, like, fuck you, you're cool.
No, I have a much better story, but I didn't get fired.
What happened?
Ooh, did you quit at the end of the story?
No.
Bonus points in the game.
Bonus points.
Okay, so.
She's going to beat you.
Extra credit.
He's heard this story too, so. We had been working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week for probably month and a half, different print shop, and a hardcore job. I put in for the same week every year for a week off. It's the week between mine and my daughter's birthday in the middle of July.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't necessarily go do anything. It's hot. It's just a nice time to have off from work, and
right.
I earn that week. So I had put in for it early in the year, and we were coming up on the 4th of July weekend, and we hadn't had any days off, not even a Saturday or a Sunday. So we all get called into the supervisor's office, and she sits us down, and she's letting us know that coming up here pretty soon, we're going to be working so much that we don't get to have our vacation time.
Oh, fuck that.
So
you just quit.
I and her are the only ladies in the room. It's a room full of printers. There's swearing, there's anger, there's, you know, fuck this, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just sitting there, I'm tired. I'm supposed to be on my way home right now.
Yeah.
Right? So it's the 4th of July weekend. Let's get a couple of days off, and then, we'll talk about this later.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm mad. And so she's sitting there and hemming and hawing and talking, and she then says, well, I'm going on vacation, so when I'm done with my vacation, we will discuss it then.
I
stand up.
Yeah.
I look at her, and I look at all my coworkers, and I say, you know what? I'm done. I've heard enough. I love you guys all so much. Have a fabulous holiday. I will see you Monday. And I leave. And she's like, the meeting's not done. And I turn around and I look at her and I say, I'm done. The meeting's done for me.
Uh-huh.
So I leave. Well, lo and behold, she goes on her fucking holiday and she comes back. And the first thing she does is suspend me.
Uh-huh.
For 2 weeks. So I go down to HR. This is a union shop.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh.
So before she even before she can even get to where she needs to go to have me punished severely,
mm-hmm.
I turn that suspension into 2 weeks off paid. One of those weeks was the original week that I took off to begin with.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Nice. You beat the well man. Played.
Yeah, you beat the man. I like that one.
Yeah, solidarity.
Well, oh, and it gets even better. The woman. I had to go to anger management to
who
keep
did?
My job. I had to go to anger management. I was the After only that? Person in the meeting who didn't swear,
uh-huh.
who didn't threaten anyone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I got up and I walked out of Miss Thing's meeting.
Uh-huh.
So I got to go to
anger management
in order to keep my job. The first thing that this lady tells me is, girl, you need another job.
That's awesome.
Tell me about it.
So, I guess you're the clear winner of that round.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I love that story.
Me too.
2 weeks paid, bitch. Thank you.
Should we go again? Should we make Jeff go?
Yeah, go Jeff.
Yeah.
All right.
One.
Ooh.
Sex, dude. Gross.
All right. Wait. Yeah, it's gross. I don't want to talk about that.
Do it. Do it.
Four.
Oh, that's a good one. Look at that. Look at these notes. That's a good one. Did you ever get caught masturbating as a child?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
How? I'm letting my cat out of the bag.
I guess I don't know.
Do you think you got caught? You didn't know it. Your mom has to catch you sometime.
No.
Hmm.
No, I don't think so. That seems like a traumatic thing that you would remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'd remember.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. You'll never forget it. You're just, it's before your paper route, and you're by the heater, you know, that's built into the wall.
Yeah.
So things are feeling sexy.
Because it's warm.
Yeah. It's 6:30 in the morning, uh-huh. Everybody's asleep in the house.
Mm-mm-mm.
The music starts in your head.
This only take a minute.
Yeah, this only take a minute. What's the chances of mom walking right around that corner right now?
100%, I'd say.
Pretty much 100%. But she's a good actor.
Oh, that's nice.
So she kept it. I didn't see.
She kept it smooth. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Just mess with the heater.
Which ordinarily would be like, get away from the heater.
How did I pull you out to play the game and then I just?
Because I didn't have a good answer to the question.
No, that was it. No. That was the end.
So I had to fill it in.
I can't believe that. I thought it was everybody.
I'm with you, brother. Trust me. There's only one time. It was my mother. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
But who was it, though?
I didn't roll that question.
Pulling you into the game. That's the game. No.
Jobs.
Oh, that's a good one. Ha.
Ha.
Come on, baby. Two.
Two. All right. What was the dirtiest job that you ever had?
The dirtiest job I had
Bob.
Was Dairy Queen.
I worked at Dairy Queen.
No way.
Yes.
Was it filthy?
Was it Twin Lakes?
No.
No.
So I worked at Dairy Queen, and the job wasn't really, I mean, it was filthy because it was cook and it was like greasy and gross.
Yeah.
And sliding around on your shoes. But there was a particular day where I took the garbage out, put it in the dumpster,
mm-hmm.
in the Dairy Queen dumpster.
Yeah, gross.
Which I don't know if you know how much ice cream and hamburgers that is. And mixed into a weird stew.
Gross.
That just sits there in that sun. So
beef shake.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I just got, like, the smell and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what was up, though. So I took the garbage out, and then we had to stand on it.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that smell.
We had to stand on it. Yeah, that smells horrible. So we got to stand on it to smash it down, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm standing on it.
Oh.
And
slipped off?
The thing just gives out. Oh, and I just go right into it up to here.
Oh! Oh!
And it's like Star Wars. It feels like Star Wars. You know what I'm talking about? When they're in that thing. I'm talking about the old Star Wars kids.
Yeah, original.
Woo. But anyway, and so then I just start hysterically laughing and just piss my pants. I didn't care. Yeah, totally.
Fuck it.
Yeah, it did not matter at that point
at all.
No
one's even gonna know.
And it was funny because I was laughing so hard. I used to piss my pants when I laughed. And so, when I was a kid, but this is when I'm older. This is like when I'm 17, you know? Yeah. But I'm in that up to my chest, so I'm just like, fuck it. Yeah, fuck it.
Oh my God. That was so horrible.
One of the dirtiest jobs.
Yeah.
But it wasn't it wasn't all the time like
right,
that.
Right.
Yeah.
You weren't pissing yourself all the time.
So after
in
that,
some
did
ice
they
cream.
Have to come up with like an innovation, like some snowshoes or something for people to wear when they're up there?
Or a new method, like, no, I'm not getting in
I never did that again.
Soup?
I never stood on that again.
That you are making with all this garbage?
It was so funny, though, because I just slipped. You know, it was that plastic lid.
Yep.
Oh.
And I just, and it like bent, and I slipped. Oh. It just went right in.
Oh.
Gotta go home early.
Yeah, right.
Yes. That was the end of my day.
You're just like covered in like grease, like walking through the restaurant,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Can I get you a napkin or? Hey, you need something? Do you want fries with that?
Drips and shit.
It was horrible. That one was horrible. Thank you for reminding me. This game's good.
You're welcome.
Especially with the notes.
It's good. It's when they're close up, I can read them. When they're too far away, I can't read them.
All right. So, you roll?
So, yeah, you want to keep going.
It's
I like
your turn.
It. We can,
I laugh because we talked about things that we probably wouldn't talk about before we came here.
You guys are awesome.
like, okay.
Let's that see. Just really...
Hit it home.
Yeah, she might talk about it. I don't know.
Depends on if we roll it, you know?
Yeah.
Six.
Ooh, childhood.
Childhood. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I had one.
One more time. You got to roll it again. Get the question.
I had one.
Everybody did. It's awesome.
Number
kind
one.
Of some people.
Number one.
Keep talking away. Number one?
Oh, wait, let me see. Number one. Did you grow up in a biker family?
Oh my God!
Okay, that's so crazy. On.
Done.
That's the craziest
done.
Thing ever. It says it.
How did
right
you even
there.
Think to put that question on there?
What the hell?
It came to me.
All right.
It just got. Sometimes stuff just comes.
Go with number two then. Maybe.
Number two. did you ever break a bone as a child?
No.
No.
Right, but I made up for that as an adult because I broke like a bone in my neck.
Oh!
Right?
Ooh.
Just not like the actual vertebrae, but the, you know, the spines that come off of your vertebrae.
Yeah.
Like the shit
little
attaches
things.
To
yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, I broke one in my neck. I like broke it off.
Ah!
Like,
ooh.
They call it a clay digger's break because like back in the day people would shovel clay, right? That's
uh-huh.
how they harvested it and people just got jacked.
Yeah.
And their muscles were so strong that it would snap. Bone
fuck.
Off their neck. Yeah, it fucking hurt.
Woo!
Yeah.
So you're hella burly.
No, no,
like,
no. I got dropped in my
like
head
bending
when I was
Toyotas
drunk
in half.
Fuck. That's how that happened.
Oh, that's how that happened?
Yeah, I was, so I like metal music.
Yeah.
Okay, and so
another fun
my
fact.
Friends, right? Another
yeah.
fun fact. And we're listening to some Pantera, and things got a little
oh,
aggressive.
Hell
like
yeah.
Three drunk guys, right?
Mosh,
so
dude.
It's my buddy's house.
Wait a minute, what song?
Who knows? Anything off of probably Volker Display of Power.
Cool.
Or, yeah.
Volker Display of Power.
Party arm driven. Yeah.
Somewhere
either
in the middle
one of those
side two.
But anyway, so my
remember
buddy.
Take flipped.
My buddy's like the smallest dude, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like the medium sized dude. And then there's this dude named Errol who's a monster.
Yeah.
Errol. Right?
Papa Bear.
Well, it was like the first time I met this dude, but my buddy Dale knew him, invited him over to his house, and next thing you know, it's Whiskey Pantera.
Yeah.
And we're in the basement, right, because that's where we're allowed to act the fool and what have you.
Yeah.
We're grown-ups.
Bounce off the walls.
I think I was 30. So we're messing around. So my buddy Dale's smaller than me. I wind up, we wind up pushing and shoving. I push him, and he goes like through this wall.
The drywall?
Yeah, drywall. Yeah. He goes through the drywall. He's like, oh, my wife's going to be pissed and blah, blah, blah. And then there, for whatever reason, there's a mattress on the floor down there. And Errol must have watched a lot of WWF shit. The next thing I know, Errol's got me up on his shoulders, like swinging me around.
He meant to flip
me over on my back on this mattress, and I just went head first into the concrete floor.
Oh!
I was drunk as fuck, and so I didn't even put my hands out.
Yeah.
And, right, hurt really bad. And I just got up, and we drank some more whiskey and did some more pancakes.
Yeah.
And the party
comes. It
was all good, right? So my wife was sober, drove, and I woke up at home on the couch, man. I mean, I could move, but I really couldn't move because everything hurt so bad from my neck down. Wound up going to the hospital, and they were like, nothing wrong with you. So they sent me home. By the time I got home, I had a message on my machine. Oh, you need to come right back because we missed a broken bone in your neck. Because
we actually looked at the x-ray after you left.
Right? There ain't nothing wrong with him. He smells like whiskey. Huh?
So many people are just drunk.
He was just hanging out with, Errol, dude.
Yeah. Errol's dope.
So anyway, I was in one of the, like a neck brace thing for like 6 weeks and it was shitty, but it still broke. It just kind of like wore in. I guess it's like
where it doesn't bother you, but it's something's weird.
Right. And I lacerated, fractured this pinky twice before I actually had it cut off.
So it's cut off.
It is.
Ding.
Right, but if you would like to visit it, it's at Wonder Karma Curiosity Shop.
Is it
in the Freehouse?
Nice.
Oh man,
I've been carrying it around since I had it. It was elective surgery. I mangled it a couple times.
Yeah.
And I was all like, you know what, that really sucks. And I get this cut off. It was cut off. And, just carried it around. When Wonder Karma opened, I was all like, hey.
You guys want this?
Like, to just not give, I didn't give it to him.
Oh, okay.
It's on display.
Yeah, nice.
I'm giving that shit to my children. Man. That's like going to be willed to my children.
Right, okay.
There's my stories on that.
Yeah, that was good.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, broken bones. I was on the plane yesterday. With the whole family, with the kids. It drives everybody crazy. I don't care about it.
Yeah.
But my girlfriend's with me, Judy, and she, it's not the same to her. She's not into the kids. Crying and yelling and crying and yelling.
Yeah, because you're asleep.
Yeah. I just went to sleep the whole time. And I woke up and she's just like shaking, screeching, going crazy. It was awesome.
Where did you fly from?
California. We went to California. We went to this lady.
Did that take just a couple hours?
Yeah. I think it takes 2.5, 3. The first time we went to Portland first, so it was a little bit longer, but we really almost missed our plane, so it was just like, we got right back on a plane.
Yeah.
So it worked out. But it almost didn't work out.
Ooh.
But we were going to California because her, like, second cousin, something, is an old lady that was turning 90.
Oh, wow.
And this lady was the first lady to graduate from USC engineering program.
No shit.
And first Jew. First Jew and first girl.
Right.
Wow, that's fabulous.
And so the picture, I got to show you the picture. I don't care if people can't see. The picture is awesome because they had it. It's her graduating with just a sea of dudes.
Right.
And she's in the middle. And she's wearing a crazy... she's wearing a crazy dress, like everybody's in like brown and gray suits, you know, and everybody's standing all crazy, and she's standing stern too, but she has a dress on with like a print on it, you know,
it's so colorful,
and she's right in the middle. They put her right in the middle. Yeah, it's cool. I'm explaining. It's right here.
It's right here. Well, it's for the listeners.
I know. That's what I meant. So here's the picture. You can zoom in on it too if you want.
No, that's pretty rad. Huh?
Isn't that awesome? Yeah. It's powerful. The picture's powerful.
That's awesome.
That it is. Yeah.
And they had a little sign.
That's just like history making.
Yeah, she's the lady, and she's like there. She's cool.
That's really cool.
So it was her birthday, so you went to go visit her for her birthday?
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
Is she feisty?
There's like dudes in like military hats like behind her and next to her.
Yeah.
She's
she's center.
She's powerful.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Oh, so they had a little note in front of this picture. Mm-hmm. And it said, see if you can find Adela. And I'm losing my eyesight. So I'm like, putting my glasses on. I got my glasses out of my pocket.
I'm getting my glasses on.
Started looking like at the top. And started just going through all these dudes.
Adela.
I'm like, I'm really not going to know. I haven't known her for that long, you know?
I'm like, it's all about her being the only chick. Her face looked like in 1945 or whatever this was.
Pretty much.
Where's Waldo?
So that was interesting. Where can people listening, like, if they want to check out all your stuff?
Oh, could they find it?
Yeah.
Well, we do something specific in every shop we're in, like something specific to that shop that only they like get to carry.
Ooh, so that's cool.
It's either it's like a shirt color or sometimes a whole graphic or whatever. But anyway, yeah. So we do something specific.
Oh, you want the purple one? You got to go to the store.
Right. So yeah. American Ritual Tattoo and Wonder Karma Curiosity in the Freight House Square.
Yay!
Washington State History Museum gift shop. Mm-hmm. Hotel nice. Murano gift shop. Grit City Grindhouse Skate Shop down mm-hmm. by Puget Sound Pizza.
Yes.
Nearsighted Narwhal on 6th Ave.
That place, we need to talk about that place more on here.
That place is rad.
That place is rad.
They're awesome.
That place is so rad.
Yeah.
I love it.
Crimson there. Wraps and Graphics.
Oh, yeah.
Right in between The Rock and The Swiss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's got some shirts in there. And B Sharp Coffee House. We hang our coffee prints in there that we do with the Tacoma graphic.
Yeah.
And soon we're going to be in Destiny City Comics, too. I just set up with Mike, the owner of that shop, so yeah. We'll be in there, too.
We're supposed to go on his podcast. You ever hear of his podcast?
No, I haven't.
He has a podcast that's something about trivia.
Ooh.
I believe it.
I can't remember what it is, but I told him, yeah, and then I never talked to him again. But we got to get that going.
Maybe you're supposed to say no.
You're supposed to say yeah, but then you're supposed to tell him when.
Oh,
there's like more.
I was like, you didn't do something right. Yeah, you're like, yeah, that's awesome. He's like,
so yeah, there's all those places. Did I forget any?
I meant the. Yeah. What about on the interwebs?
Oh, the interwebs. We're on Etsy.
Are you?
Yep.
Nice.
Just Shroom Bros.
Shroom Brothers.
Yeah.
Like spelled out.
Yeah, yeah. Spelled all the way out.
Nice.
Shroom Brothers. We're on that. We're on. If you go to our Facebook, Shroom Brothers Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can click on the Shop Now button and bring you to an online platform. And we are also with shop253.com.
Oh, cool.
Nice. There's a lot of options there.
That's a lot of places.
It's kind
of
cool that you do the different, like, locally, the different stores have different products in each store, you know? Because it's not like everyone, you walk into the different spot and you're like, oh, it's that same t-shirt again. You're like, oh, it's that same people, but it's a different one.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Rad, right? Yeah. And it really, I think it's like, it drives people to go out and explore some cool
places.
To
come. Yeah.
No, and that's the thing, too, that you're kind of doing for the store that it's in. Because it's like, oh, well, like I said, if you want the purple one, you got to go to this other store that you never heard of, and maybe you like that store and buy something else from them, which is cool.
Right, yeah. It's pretty rad. It's fun to do, too.
And nobody does that.
We're all about originality, so that's just a way that we can it. Absolutely. And Carrie just came out with a new coloring book not too long ago.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
That's
I did
see that in too. A bunch of different places.
Yeah, I want to get a copy of that. So where do you get those at?
Nearsighted.
The Narwhal.
Narwhal.
Online. And then the gift shop in the Murano. I think she's got some still too.
Cool.
Yeah, she does.
So, yeah.
Awesome. And I have yet to see like an adult coloring book. I hear it's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah,
but
I've never seen it anywhere.
Right, it's almost like we invented it. We didn't. Right?
No, we didn't.
Like 2 years ago, she came out with her first one.
Yeah.
Not until like this, like past holiday season, did it really
blow up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
So like her first one was obscure, right? And then she makes a second one, all of a sudden it's a thing.
But I didn't bind it like a book, so it's just loose leaf pages in a cellophane bag.
Right.
I'm not hearing this happening with the guys, but the ladies are having coloring parties and doing this kind of thing. So, you know, everybody gets one. If you've got a book and there's a tiger and an elephant and you want to do the elephant and somebody doesn't want to do the tiger, you know, somebody's got to suffer. But this way, they're all loose.
Give me the giraffe.
You can do whatever the heck you want, whichever
one.
No,
I want the giraffe.
You know.
Give me the hippo.
We have talked about collaborating and doing like a story coloring book where I write the story and she illustrates the story. So maybe it would be staggered written page, coloring page, written page.
No, it would be like the like just like a storybook is where it's every page is a picture with some words at the bottom or at the top or wherever, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just you color it in. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like fun.
It does sound fun. Yeah.
I'd love to write something like that, too. Who knows what it could be. It could just be, like, the first time I ate mushrooms and write a story about it, and then she could illustrate it.
You know, like, ooh, it's an adult coloring book.
Ooh.
I like that.
You could play the game with yourself and come up with a whole series. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I rolled another one, honey. Another sex story coming right up.
Coming right up.
Okay, looking at those dice. Yeah, it's all ones, Bob. For crying out loud. You can't be filing off the little dots there, Bob.
You know at the store that they put the number ones behind the counter. No one can see them. You got to ask for them.
You gotta go through the saloon doors to get those.
Yeah, exactly.
He's down there with the 30-sided D&D.
You want to buy
all ones. Yeah.
Hey, do you guys have number ones here? Oh yeah, right,
for my buddy.
Yeah, it's for my buddy.
Through the beaded curtain in there with the red light.
My grandpa can't drive.
Sad that I never got to use that excuse in my life.
Well, there's always time.
Grandpa can't drive.
Save it for something really good, you know.
Yeah, I'm past it now. I don't.
That's it.
Well, you're just gonna look at me and shake their head. You are the grandpa.
No, you know, grandma, time is gonna come when you've got some awkward stuff in your arms in line at the store, and someone's gonna give you a look, and then bam.
Ooh, diapers. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you know.
And like, I had two girls and a pair of tongs.
I've already done all the stuff.
I had to get all the stuff. So I don't even have a problem with it anymore. I'm just like, yeah, so what? You think I'm using them?
Boom.
Yeah. No, this one, we're walking down the aisle at the grocery store, and we happen to be next to the prophylactics or the incontinence aisle,
yeah.
And he's got to say something.
Honey, of they got flavored magnums.
Honey, where are you at?
They got watermelon, just like you like.
What aisle are you on?
And butterscotch. Watermelon and butterscotch. You don't want to get those boxes mixed up.
In the good lube.
Yeah.
Don't spit it all over my synthesizer.
I made it.
Thank you.
Hey, we heard some kids singing in the aisle in a grocery store. Remember that?
Right.
A little while ago.
Like breaking it down.
I knew the song, so I started singing from the other
aisle. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I can't even remember. Oh, it was like some Motown thing. And I started singing it with him. And it was pretty cool.
I love that.
I got sunshine.
Right. Sunshine. Yeah, he's from the other aisle.
What?
He's all, looks, gives a curious look, and then, when it's cold outside.
I got the month of May.
Then they come to the end.
Yes.
Where's everybody? The butcher comes out with his smock on.
Feel this way. Yeah. The cop. My girl. Wow.
It can happen.
That was an awesome.
Yeah, but then you know,
moment.
The thing that sucks about that is at the end of that, then it's going to be like. No, it'll be so.
Oh,
no,
oh, sorry.
No, it'll be like.
He thought that guy had a gun.
Xylon. For incontinence.
Ding. A little wink.
Bring in your sunshine.
Then the 30 seconds of the.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Diarrhea.
Make out your brain come out your behind.
Your butt might come out of your nose. Yeah.
But I'm taking the pills so my bones won't break. But yeah. My bones might break because of the pills. All right.
Yeah. But then we have a pill that'll make it so your bones don't break.
Oh.
A side pill that goes with that too. Pill. Yeah. Side pill. They're starting to do that. Side pills.
I gotta take my side pill.
Yeah. Or else
you get that
one
with a side of Xanax.
We never talk about that, and it's on every other. Yeah, it's on every other commercial. They have it for dogs now.
Oh yeah,
with side effects.
With side effects
for your dogs.
Your dog may turn into a cat.
If your dog.
song because it signs of growing gills. Consult your veterinarian.
Right. Yeah, right away.
Excessive leg humping.
Yeah.
Oh, they can't. Excessive legs.
Excessive legs. If the erection lasts more than 4 hours,
you're going to fucking jail. All right.
Yes. Well, that is a fun one.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for coming, you guys.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Especially, I can't believe it took us this long to get you on.
Yeah, I kept wanting to get you on, and then not when I did the things. Just, ooh, ooh.
Cool, you guys have had so many cool people on your show. I'm like, we're like proud to be in that company.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones we have piling up in the back, there's a lot coming too.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So if you want to check out anything I'm doing or whatever, candyteethcreative.com. If you want to check out Jeff's music, go to Off Model. On SoundCloud or yep. SoundCloud/offmodel?
Yep, SoundCloud.com/offmodel.
Anyways, we're having fun doing this and we're glad that you guys are listening.
Yeah.
And until next time, stay alive.
Stay alive, everybody.
Stay alive.
Stay alive. Stay alive. That's it.
Please.
Please.